All right, you want the government to sort of help out in that regard, because it would then facilitate more men being involved in kids' lives. Here's the other aspect to the story, something we talked about earlier this morning, where it seems like decreasingly men are involved in young children's lives, whether it's because custody, more often than not, is granted to women, the principal custody. And then you've even got, you see it in certain vocations like teaching, fewer and fewer men now being involved in children's lives, and they need that male presence. I think most righteous people would agree. But there's a story of daycare in Montreal where a guy, a man, 28 years of age, the father of two young kids, he's got an education degree from the University of Montreal, he's worked as a gym teacher, sets up a daycare, and there's a need. There's a need everywhere for spaces. People go clamoring for these things, and there are lineups and waiting lists, but he can't fill them. He's got nobody, no takers, because he's a man running a daycare. Does this suggest to you, Charles McVitie, there's a stigma attached to this? Anything wrong with putting your kids in the charge of a man running a daycare?
Well, sure I do. I think there is a problem with it. And the problem is that we have another epidemic in our society, and that is child abuse. Statistics show that one out of three children are sexually abused before they reach the age of 18. A British study shows that a child is 33 times more likely to suffer child abuse when the biological father is not in the home, but then another man is in the home. 33 times more likely. So are you going to put your little precious baby in the hands of men in a daycare? I don't think so, because statistics go against what you're doing.
Greta Vosper, your response.
I'm actually saddened that this has been the response to this man's opening up this child care facility in his home. He has two of his own children. He's an educator. He teaches, so he's very familiar with the needs of children. He's co-owned a daycare previously with his wife, and they have cared for the children themselves. The government, actually, when it was disclosed that he was going to be the sole caregiver in this daycare, the government even changed their requirements and said, no, we need two people there. I mean, we have a male child care provider at our church who takes the children downstairs and cares for the children on his own. He's an educated teacher. He has a criminal records check, which gives us further assurance that he's fine, and it's not an issue. So I think it's really sad. I think somebody has something to offer, and because Charles likes to hypersexualize everyone, he thinks that would be inappropriate. I think that's ridiculous to wipe half the population of the world out of child care.
No, you know what? Protection of our children is
worried about their overabundance.
All right, let's get to
protection
Charles.
Protection of children is not a ridiculous issue.
And yes, with some a father who is caring for two of his own children. He is an educator. He has run a daycare before.
Sure.
I don't know why, just because he happens to be a male, that he's suddenly a pervert.
Because the statistics are that you need to side on the,
so
you have to err on the side of caution.
Children, then, Charles,
Greta, let me respond. You need to side, you have to err on the side of caution, and you need to protect your child. And if you don't know the person, the man, intimately, then you cannot trust your child with the man. That is the guttural reaction, and that's what statistics show us. So, no, this is not going to go forward.
It's either guttural or visceral, I'm not sure. But on another matter that deals with gender issues, there's a story out of Halton where the Catholic District School Board has decided now they're going to allow parents and students to decide if they want the, for grade 8 girls anyway, the papillomavirus vaccine, the HPV, where they've resisted for 5 years, and now they've overturned that, I guess because, you know, in the Roman Catholic school system, certainly in Halton, they've decided that, or it had been thought to this point, that it might promote promiscuity. They've now since reversed that, believing instead that it would be a benefit to young girls in grade 8 to be taking the vaccine, leaving it to the prerogative of the parents and their charges. Greta, do you think that's a positive development?
I think that any time that a religious school system steps aside from something that the rest of the children in other school systems are provided for, that needs to be examined. And on this issue, if we're talking about the health of young girls going forward as they become sexually active. I don't think giving a child a vaccine is going to make them sexually active, Charles.
No, but
they're not going to become sexually active just because they have had a
vaccine. No, but first of all, the messaging is wrong. And second of all, this is an issue of freedom. The messaging is wrong because, yes, this is a vaccine to guard against promiscuity. And you can't guard against promiscuity.
It's not a vaccine to guard against promiscuity. Yeah, that's it. Well, goodness, you are so ill-informed.
I'm sorry, but you're ill-informed because the only thing this thing protects against, and that's even allegedly, is promiscuity, sexual diseases that are transmitted through promiscuity, multiple sex partners, and it doesn't. Even if it had an effect on one issue, one disease, it doesn't have an effect on all the other diseases, and therefore the teaching, the messaging is wrong, and therefore it should be up to the parents.
All right, one other. Greta, you're laughing. Why is that?
It doesn't guard against promiscuity. It guards against sexually transmitted
disease
virus,
through promiscuity,
which is prevalent, related to promiscuity, but no vaccine, as the Roman Catholic Church believes, no vaccine is going to protect children from promiscuity. That's parenting, that's culture, that's peer pressure. That's a whole pile of other things
right.
that protect against promiscuity.
Well, thank you for shifting to my side.
And so you believe, Charles, effectively the vaccine would grease the skids. In other words, it allows girls to be more promiscuous because they're guarding against STDs.
The messaging of it is improper, and the science is very, very suspect.
By the way, those who are suspicious of certain credos or belief systems are now operating their own megachurches. Story in the paper this week, where non-believers are meeting and preaching, but they don't pray. They don't believe there's a God. The atheists are now setting up super churches. Jerry DeWitt is a former evangelical, formerly with the Swaggart Ministry in the States. Give a listen to this.
This is about love, and this is about loving truth and about loving human beings and about how much I loved God for 25 years, but yet in my search was not able to find any true evidence or proof of his existence or intervention.
All right, but he still set up what's being deemed the atheist mega churches or super churches, much along the lines of the evangelicals on TV in the States. And Greta, I got to ask you, almost sounds like the West Hill United Church, doesn't it?
Yeah, Jerry and I serve on a board together. We're both members of the board of the Clergy Project, which is an organization set up to provide support and perhaps transition those clergy who no longer believe, who are caught in a situation where they're continuing to have to preach and lead in churches where their beliefs are expected to be traditional, and they no longer believe. And so the Clergy Project, and Jerry and I are active in that, helps support them in that situation, and we also have a fund that will allow them to use an out-placement service so that people can have resumes supported, and they can find positions outside of the church.
John, unfortunately, this is laughable. And it is run, these churches, so-called, are run by comedians. And it's not about love.
Jerry DeWitt is
opposite to what Jerry is saying. These gatherings are all about riffing on religion and hating religion and ridiculing. Maybe not your church, but this is what we're talking about, these so-called mega gatherings.
Been very clear that they will not talk about religion. They will not allow
it's nonsense
in their services. Their
Greta,
services
take a breath for a second.
Uplifting morality of helping people
morality
to experience awe, to become, to create more meaningful lives. And
Greta,
I think that putting
no.
people together in a group in order to allow them to do that is a laudable
thing. No, it's about sarcasm, it's about ridicule, it's about hate, and it's about racism. And if you look at the book that these people follow, the book is called The Preservation of the Favored Races. Yes, that is what drives them.
So
and yes,
today.
hatred and racism is popular,
all right, so
especially
these
with whites.
Atheist super churches that seemingly are growing in popularity are something to be condemned and to be wary of.
Well, anything built on hate should be condemned.
Well, I think
you couldn't be further from what these organizations are about. Jerry DeWitt brings his gifts to an organization that he now leads. Mike Aus has one in Houston. These are clergy.
All right, so this is the coming thing now. This is being widely established as the anti-church, so to speak, or certainly in the tradition that we've come to know over the years, over the millennia. I appreciate the discussion. Wish we had more time, but we've covered off a lot of ground, as is the Reverend Dr. Charles McVitie, President of the Canada Christian College, and Greta Vosper, minister at the West Hill United Church and founder of the Center for Progressive Christianity. Greta, we hope to see you in studio next time. Charles, thank you.